Bicycle.
I want to ride my
bicycle.
This is Pedaling the Pueblo, connecting people to news and information about Tucson's bicycle culture.
This is Ryan Fagan, your host today for Pedaling the Pueblo. And here in the studio with me is Sam Sanford, transportation planner with Pima Association of Governments. Welcome, Sam.
Thank you so much for having me.
So today we're talking about the annual bike and pedestrian count. So if you could tell me a little bit about what the bike ped count is and what your role in it is.
Definitely. The PAG annual bike and pedestrian count is an effort to go recruit volunteers, go to major intersections and also intersections of paths and roadways, and literally count the usage by cyclists and pedestrians as far as capturing volume information, but also gender, age group, and some behavior characteristics such as cyclists riding the wrong way or cyclists riding on the sidewalk.
So once you collect all this data, you know, what do you do with it?
So this is an ongoing effort that started in 2008, so we're going into our ninth year right now, and the data is used by the member agencies of PAG in order to decide what projects should go forward, how to best incorporate alternative mode facilities, to know better where people are using those facilities.
So I'm wondering if you have any examples of, you know, how the data that's collected affects people who walk or bike in Tucson.
Yeah, I can think of two examples that people are likely familiar with in our area. The committee that helps prioritize what roadways get resurfaced was able to pull upon this data set in order to help fund resurfacing of 3rd Street that would be just east of the University of Arizona campus. Another example would be the 4th Avenue Fontana Bike Boulevard, which is a fairly new improvement to bicycling in our area. Prior to the improvements on that corridor, there were several locations that were monitored to get volumes of usage. And then after the improvements were made, we found a significant increase in ridership along that corridor, which is in track with national studies as well.
So how are the locations for the counts chosen?
So there are approximately 40 what we call core locations. Those were established back in 2008. They're the same locations. They're counted the same way every year. That way we have a mechanism to look at trends over time. The other locations, approximately 60 locations, fluctuate around the region based on requests from jurisdictions. They might be looking at facility improvement and they want to know what the current usage is, or they might have just completed an improvement and they want to know how that's impacted usage of the area.
So you mentioned trends that emerge from those core sites. Do you have an example of any trends that have noticed since the bike ped count began?
Yeah, in general, there has been a gradual increase in both cycling and pedestrian usage in our region. But more interestingly on my side, from a safety perspective, is there has been a significant decrease in wrong way and sidewalk riding. From a safety perspective, that's a good decline to have, because cyclists who are riding against traffic have a higher chance of being involved in a crash with a vehicle.
So when is the count usually done? This is done once a year, right?
Yeah, every year this is performed in October, generally the last 2 weeks of October. For this year, the two-week window is October 15th to the 29th. Prior to the count, we do conduct two training sessions for those who are interested, Tuesday, October 4th and Thursday, October 6th.
Well, thank you so much for joining us, Sam.
Thank you for having me.
And you can find more information about the count if you're interested in signing up on the Pedaling the Pueblo page on kxci.org.